Tony Caroli, you're too old for this shit, man. I heard you got landed on and hurt your arm or wrist or something. Were you close to not racing the other moto, or were you just going to go for it?
Yeah, I mean, I had quite a big happening in my hands in the first moto. I got landed on, but it was tough. I need to take all my experience to try to finish this both races. First moto was terrible. I didn't even know what I had on the hands. I thought it was worse, but in the end, yeah, it was okay. There was a fracture, let's say, a little one, but I think, I did my best. Second moto, I arrived in front of my teammate. We improved from last year's result. Of course, our goal was to finish top five. That was our realistic goal. And we were short for 1 point to the top five. So, yeah, a bit, it's a pity, but it's racing. It's part of the game.
Yeah, it really is. Did you enjoy your experience overall, though, being here?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the track. Actually, yesterday I thought was a better track than today. Today the guy from MXGP, I think, take over and prepare the track, and you could see the track was a bit sketchy in a lot of places.
Yeah.
So I rather prefer when the local guys prepare the track. So wasn't too happy this morning with those things they make on the track. A lot of split lanes. It cuts off the rhythm. You couldn't flow around the track so well. I think also a lot of riders agree with my opinion. But in the end, I mean, everybody has the same track, so with the best win.
At one point in the first moto, you're 39th, Roxen's 38th, and I'm like, look at these two guys, probably just shaking their heads.
Yeah, I mean, I say, okay, let's follow Kenny. I know he's fast, but in the end, I mean, we couldn't come so much in the front. I mean, I was on my side, I was really struggling with pain, and I couldn't really hang on with my handlebar.
Yeah.
Second moto again, we rode both races, let's say.
He fell right away for the second moto.
Second moto we ride again together for a little bit better spot, let's say, but still was not for sure what the aim and also what I expect.
So you've been a big part of the Ducati thing. How far has the bike come from, let's say beginning of the year to now we're in October? How far has the bike come?
Yeah, I think we improve, let's say 110%, not too much. I expect to be more in front with improving. Unfortunately, some things didn't arrive on time. Some things get docked in the production, and we rode with some updates, but it's not enough. I can tell you also second moto, I had a good start, but when I get in the ripped section, we need more torque.
Yeah.
I had better reaction actually than Jet. I was in front of him the first 2-3 meters, but then I was a bit. But of course, I mean, we are riding with not a factory bike. It's a semi factory. Now we are a little bit. We have some little improvement from what I had from the Pro Motocross, let's say. But it's still not enough. I mean, we need to push more.
Have you talked to the riders that are going to be over here next year, and American guys? Have you talked to them?
Yeah, I talked with Barsha a couple of times, and I know his riding style is quite tricky for this bike also, because it's always wide open, which can help a bit because this bike has a lot of RPM. Yes, so I think he likes it, but of course I think we need to still improve, especially for the Supercross. When you come out of the corners and you need to triple something, there is some work to do, but Zig is the man here, and he will make it happen.
So I hear you. I heard just through the grapevine you might do some more races in America next year, some more nationals. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I'm getting along quite well with Zig, and we have the same ideas on stuff. And so I will be really happy to test things for him and put it on track. Let's say, of course, you cannot experiments on the riders, but I'm a tester, and I can try different things. So I'm open to race. I would love to do some more racing, let's say.
You're 40, right? You're 40? Okay, so at 40 years old racing Disc Nations, what, like, because your mind remembers when you were winning these things. So what's the hardest thing?
Yeah, the hardest thing is, to accept, of course, that in somehow, because of the bike is not on the topest level, yourself is not, you're not racing for long.
Yeah.
So a lot of things you need to accept and just take what it comes. Since I moved to Ducati, I reset my career, let's say. I don't think about the past. I just think about what's coming and what I need to do for improve this bike and help the guys. but I'm still enjoying a lot of racing, so I don't really, I'm not really pissed if I'm like 9 or 8 or 7, but I think with some improvements we can be closer to top 5.
Yeah.
So I think I will try to reach this goal.
Okay, well, hey, always good to see you and your Jill and everybody else, and we'll see you down the road somewhere. Tony, thank you.
Thank you.